Going to pray now before we come and think of a little story that's going to teach us something about Jesus. So let's just pray, and then I will also need some more volunteers for this story. So I hope the boys and girls are ready for that. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are our lighthouse. Thank you that even if bad things happen to us in life, and we know that they will, sometimes we face things that feel like a big thunderstorm crashing down all over us, and we really find it hard. And we're not quite sure how you're going to work things out in our lives. Thank you that if we trust in Jesus, we can know that you are the light of our world. You are the light of the world. That we can look to you to show us the safe way home, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Please help us now as we think about a story that's going to teach us a little bit more about you and what you can do for us, to understand what you have to say, and may your Holy Spirit enter our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I need two volunteers, please, and you need to be under the age of 16, I think. So I need somebody who can be a monkey for me, and I need somebody who can be a leopard, okay? I don't need the leopard just yet, but who would like to be? I need somebody, monkey who can pretend to be a lion, that's the important thing. Somebody like to put their hand up. Can I just see some growling? Can I hear some growling as well? To see who's moved up for this. Alice, I need you. Can you stand on this chair? Is that okay? Do you think you'll be able to get up there? If I can get this cushion out of the way for you. I know this suite's there. There we are. Fix it. Get up there, you're in the room? Yeah, good. Okay, you can stay there. You're going to fall off, will you? You're going to fall off, tell me. Okay, and I need you to hold this, okay, because you are being a lion. Now, I just need somebody else. You're not in the story just yet, but you're going to be a leopard. So who likes to be a leopard? You want to be a leopard? Okay, up you come. Well, this morning, this is a story about Twinga. The Joyce is from Jungle Doctor, by the way, if anyone doesn't know. I'll tell you about Jungle Doctor later if you want me to. But it's not a Bible story. I hope you forgive me for that. But hopefully it does have a Bible message at the end. This is a story about Twinga, the giraffe, Toto, the monkey, and Boohoo, the hippo. Everyone except Boohoo, the hippo, thought it was a lovely day in the jungle. Boohoo had a question that went round and round in his head. Twiga, he said, sorry, I should be doing voices. Oh, Twiga, he said to Giraffe, do lions climb trees? They do sometimes, said Twiga. Oh, good, nodded Hippo. Look at that one. He was swinging by his tail a minute ago. Give us a wave, monkey. Give us a wave. There we are, okay. Swinging by. Do you think he's ferocious? I think we're safe, smiled Twiga. Let's say good morning. Hello up there, called Hippo. Hey? Oh, rawr. Give us a roar. Great. Don't come any closer or I'll leap from this branch and tear you both to pieces. You will, eh, said Twiga, and who are you? Can't you see? I'm the king of the beasts, growl. Great. Toto, it's only monkey wisdom to run round in a moth-eaten lion skin and say you're a lion. Don't talk to me like that, giraffe, or I'll eat you. I'm not a monkey anymore. I've become a lion. I do what lions do. I eat what lions eat. I say what lions say. Give me a growl. Great. And I go where lions go. Twiga spoke gently. You can't become a lion by imitating lions. Oh, muttered Boohoo. Oh no, shouted Toto. This lion skin fits perfectly. I'm noble and fierce and... growl. Good. To become a lion, went on Twiga, you would have to be born all over again and become a new creature. But Toto was taking no notice. He strode along snarling. Okay, do you want to come down from the chair carefully? Yeah, I've just got to try and do what I tell you to do. I might see. fantastic. You're going to stride around here like a lion. Okay, here we go. Watch. Off you go. Stride like a lion and growl as you're doing it. Okay. Up and down. Go on. Off you go. That's it. Watch my lion-like steps, Boo-hoo, he roared. Aren't I clever? I wonder how many smart animals there are in the jungle. There's one less than you think, said Tweaker. You could be playing a very dangerous game. Hippo nodded slowly. If you meet other animals, what will happen then? Toto chortled. I met Hyena this morning. He took one look at me and bolted. Give me a growl. Great. He knows a lion when he sees one. But what happened, Tweaker, asked Tweaker, if you meet a bad-tempered rhino or a hungry leopard? Toto made growling noises. Great. What will they see? Me, the king of the jungle. When they hear me growl, they'll tremble. When they hear me roar, they'll run. Give me a roar. Great. You're very good at this, I have to say. This is very impressive. Thought Boo-hoo, perhaps the best way to teach a monkey something is to let him find out for himself. Hippo's nose suddenly sent him a warning. Oops, look out, everyone. Leopard's coming. Okay, leopard, you're nearly on. Okay, ready? Quick, Toto, up in a tree before he sees you. Come on, Tweaker. Do what Boo-hoo says, called Tweaker. You can play lions later. But Toto sniffed. I'm not frightened, even if you are. Leopard knows what to expect from lions. Roar. Bye-bye, Boo-hoo. You hide if you're scared. So leopard's coming, is he? I'll let him know who's here. Roar, roar. Toto shook his mane and grinned. That should send a shiver up his spine. Right, here comes leopard. Slowly, you're not actually allowed to capture, okay? Just to let you know, okay? But here we go. Right, leopard growled. Who did that? Demanded Toto. Leopard growled again. Run, monkey, shouted Tweaker. Run fast, bellowed Boo-hoo. Toto turned and looked at leopard. The leopard growled deep in his throat. Toto's voice suddenly became squeaky. Stay where you are. Nice kitty. Stay back, I say. Am I the king of beasts or help? Right, carefully, without knocking into all the musicians' stuff. I need to run around and chase each other. Off you go. Go on, quickly. Can you come around here? I'm running away from the leopard. Oh, my goodness. Okay, turn around, try and get past him. There we are. Come on, this way. Come on, this way. There we are. Okay, still going to run. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is scary. Right. And gradually, the lion skin fell off. Oh, you've lost your lion skin. Keep running away. That's right. Keep running. Run back again.
The lion skin fell off. Toto rushed up a tree and far out on a limb.
Right, Toto, this is your tree up here. Coming here. I'm not sure we'll be able to see you in the tree. All the way up into the pulpit. Oh, right, and leopard, you can't get up in the tree. Can you see her up there? Can you give us a wave just to prove you're up there? She's okay. Okay. You're going to go pace around under the tree. And you are thinking of monkey dinner, okay? So just pace around, here we go.
Leopard sat, waiting and watching. He waited all day, thinking all the time of monkey for dinner. Do you think monkey's in trouble? Yeah. Do you think it was a good idea for him to just pretend to be a lion without really being one? Wasn't a good idea, was it? It was a big problem. Leopard was still watching when the sun set and the moon rose. Then, when he had a very small snooze, Tweaker ran underneath the tree.
And Toto escaped by the skin of his teeth. As Giraffe galloped away, Toto said, "You saved me, thank you, Tweaker."
Then, in a small voice, he said, "I was wrong. You don't become a lion by doing things or saying things or wearing things. That was only monkey wisdom," agreed Tweaker. Thank you very much. Round of applause, please, to our... You can go and sit down now. Go and sit down. That's great. Now, boys and girls, that's a fun story, isn't it? And maybe, I don't know whether you've heard that before or whether you know anything about that, but it's interesting, isn't it? Just because monkey... I'm trying to find my notes here now, which I did write down somewhere. Gone somewhere. Anyway, do it off the top of my head. Right, just because monkey, okay, dressed up to be a lion, did that make him a lion? Hands up. Did it make him a lion? What was he still inside? He was still a monkey inside, wasn't he? He was still a monkey inside. Now, shall I let you into a little secret, boys and girls? This is a little bit like something to do with Jesus, okay? Now, tell you what, maybe you come to church. How many people come to church? I can tell you because you're all here. Okay, how many people read the Bible? Good. How many people maybe pray? That's good. Now, are all those things that Christians do? Yes, they are. But does that make you into a Christian? Anyone tell me? Does it make, what makes you into a Christian? Maybe one of the boys and girls, one of the moms and dads, to tell you. What makes you into a Christian? How do you become a Christian? What's the difference between a Christian and somebody else?
Yeah. Being
a friend of Jesus. That's right, you know Jesus inside. Being a Christian is something that happens inside. Now, there are some people who spend all of their lives doing all the things that Christians do. And they spend all of their lives saying all the things that Christians say, and they spend all their lives going to places where Christians go. But they don't actually love Jesus inside. They're just doing it on the outside because they want to look good in front of everybody else. But some people know Jesus on the inside. I wonder if that's you. I wonder when you come to church, is it something that you want to do because you love Jesus and because you want to know him and you want to learn more about him? Or is it something that you do really because mum and dad tell you to go and actually you'd rather be somewhere else? Well, if that's the case, you're very welcome here. We don't want you to stop coming or anything like that. But I want you to know that there's something much more important that happens on the inside when somebody becomes a Christian. In a minute, we're going to have a Bible verse, a verse from the Bible, and it's going to say this. It's going to say, if anyone is in Christ, in Jesus, he is a new creation. Okay, and that's called being born again. It's something that happens on the inside of us. When we come to Jesus and we say, Jesus, I know I don't love you. I know I don't live my life the way that I should. But I want you to change me, and I want to become your friend. And when we pray that prayer, when we say to Jesus, can I be your friend? Can I come to know you? Then we're changed on the inside. He gives us, the Bible says, a new heart and the Holy Spirit to live inside us. And we're his friend forever. Did you know that? Isn't that good news? But I'll tell you something. There's no use just being like the monkey. There's no use just dressing up as a Christian and pretending to do the things that Christians do, and coming on to church and reading your Bible. All those things are good, and I don't want you to stop doing those things. But they're not going to make you right with God. They're not going to make you Jesus' friend. It's only when we come to Jesus ourselves and ask him to forgive us and to be our friend and our saviour that we can really know him on the inside. He can change us on the inside into a brand new creation. That's what he promises to do. So we're going to, I want you just to think about that. We're going to have our next song, then we'll have the second half. I know we have a memory verse, and then the second half of quiz. Maybe just think about that on the inside. You can pray to Jesus even today and say, please forgive me for what I've done wrong, and can I be your friend? Here we go, Chris. Thank you.
Should we stand?